Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller in London on Wednesday, the 15th of December, recording at 5:12 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. I'm getting an early wrap here today. First, stock markets. We had pretty firm performances in most of the Asian stock markets, and that took India to a new high. You can have a look at that on the comment of the day, where I put up a couple of three charts. And still very much in form. And it's one of the leaders of this overall global rally. And the Australian stock market was up again today. The Nikkei, my goodness, three consecutive days on the upside, although they're not that big. It was only up 40 points in here today. But hey, that's better than it moving down and taking out that lateral support near 10,500 that I've been worrying about. Okay, UK market has been a bit mixed. Sorry, the UK is up a little bit, but the European markets, I meant to say, have been up and down a bit today, and down towards the close. I think the main reason for that is that one of the scare items in the possible script, which I had described as being very much in the wings, has stepped out at least to the side of the stage, and that's the oil price rise. We're currently up 188 as I speak, 198 at 43.80, and that spooked the markets a little bit, but there are very modest gains of just a few points, less than 0.5% on for any of them. In the UK, as I say, closed up 5, but it gave up some good gains earlier in the day on that oil price rise. The oil price rise also pushed Wall Street from a modest gain to a modest loss, and it's currently down 15 as I speak. But overall, I maintain that the global stock market rally is intact. Now, you might have seen that article and comment of the day from the Sunday Times, where is FTSE heading next year, in which David Schwartz and the economist, regular economist for the Sunday Times, David Smith, commented. Good fellows, both of them. I know David Schwartz personally. He's known as the stock market historian, and he's a very good one at that, and a hugely, hugely experienced person, so I hold him in high regard, and I found his arguments fairly persuasive. I didn't really disagree with much of what David Smith said, but to me, and I'm going to stress here, digress for a moment, I'm going to stress that I don't spend much analytical time worrying about where the FTSE or any other index is going to be at the end of 2005. What I'm really concerned about is how good or bad do my positions look today. Where do I see the best potential generally, in which asset class? What's my overall global view? I work on a macro basis. And I try not to, say, waste time on very arbitrary guesses in terms of dates, such as the 31st of December. 2005, but my feeling is that while we could easily get lucky and see stock markets roar into 2005, I think that's a fair possibility, that I expect at least one big correction during the year. Now, having said that, in my mind, the most important things are always going to be liquidity and sentiment, and sentiment is improving. The liquidity, and it's been improving because the liquidity is sloshing around the system, has been at record high levels, and that's lifted pretty well all market boats, government bonds, some of them to my chagrin. Certainly stock markets have had fantastic gains, a number of them, since the mid-August lows. It's lifted a number of commodity prices as well, although they've been a little bit more choppy overall. Now, I think the markets kind of missed the point on Greenspan's comment. They focused on what they wanted to hear, which is the political statement about I'm paraphrasing it now, but about inflation being very much under control. If that's the case, why is the market now starting to talk about anything from 5 to 8 more interest rate hikes next year? And I'm discounting as much as 200 more basis points on the short-term interest rates. And my answer to that is that, as I say, Greenspan's certainly not going to want to have the market worrying about inflation, but I think he's sufficiently concerned to be setting out a plan whereby interest rates are likely to rise over an extended period of time, and rising short-term interest rates, which very often then weigh on or push up longer-term interest rates, have killed off more bull market rallies than anything else going. So I think that the rates could be a problem in 2000 and 2005. And they're not a problem right now, and they're not likely to be. I think the next window for the Fed to raise rates, they're certainly not going to raise rates, or I'd be astonished if they raised rates between their normal meetings. And so it's probably going to be around February. The market can live with that. We've still got accommodative interest rates in the U.S. But rising interest rates certainly will create an increasing headwind for the stock market rally, and also, to a lesser extent, it will create a bit of a headwind for commodity prices. And that might be counterbalanced if people did fear inflation. But basically, bottom line, if interest rates are moving up, that makes it more expensive to hold leveraged commodity positions, and tends to increase the size of the contangos that are available, reflecting the carrying costs. And I think it would weigh on a lot of markets. Might help to steady the dollar somewhat, though, although interest rate considerations are not the major factor. Okay, let's move on. What about government bonds here today? I increased a short position there with the sale at 113 yesterday, and see it up here at 113.27, up 21.30 seconds as I speak. That's again the yesterday and today. I'm pushing up again on the Greenspan Greenspan comments. I've been baby steps shorting that and have a sort of a medium-sized position. May well increase it, but I'll watch today. Now, I like to give, if I'm going to do something like that, a baby steps exercise, I've got to give the position plenty of breathing room. Okay, in other words, I don't want to be coming in too aggressively too soon. In the currency markets, this is a good day for dollar bears. And I'm looking at the Australian dollar, which I own against the U.S. That's up 80 ticks at 86.51. The euro has surged up to 134.38 against the U.S. dollar. It's the dollar down generally. Here it's fallen 1.5 yen. The dollar's back to almost 104 against the yen. Sterling has bounced quite strongly in here, 194.60 as I speak. So soft dollar in here today, and this is in line with my hypothesis that we were unlikely to see more than a small technical bounce. So that is, to my relief, that's also boosted some of the supply inelasticity trades. Gold's had a good day here, up 5.6 right now at 441.20. And let's see, silver's up quite strongly, 692. My silver standard resources is up here today. It's up higher than you'll see on the chart. that I showed you. It's kind of double the day's gain, but it's got a long way to go to bail me out of that ill-advised December position I had in Silver Standard Resources. I said, really, from day one on that, or day two, I should have had the metal instead, which is usually my preference, and I do have some of the metal. And I'm sort of just about even, losing on one baby steps bite and making on the second one. Aluminium and other metals up a bit in here today. The tin, which I own, 8825. I'll just put up the screen to see some of the others. We haven't had the final settlement prices in here today, but they are all up. All the metals are up. Coffee, which I'd sold, what was it, late last month? That came rattling, or earlier this beginning of this month, I can't remember, but that came rattling down. I was hoping it would rattle down more, but it's quite strong in here today, with the March contract up, back up at 100 cents, and that's lifted the London coffee price by $34. Soybeans currently down at tad in here, but they've been hovering around this 550 level for the most part, just below that as I speak. So pretty much all the supply and elasticity trades have been quite strong in here. Oil, which I mentioned earlier on, which spooked stock markets a little bit, up nearly $2, and that will stand out as a dynamic on the chart and lends a credence to my view that we saw the low in the just down close to that $40 level. Natural gas, which I still own, had a bit of a pause yesterday. It had a good gain. It's had a number of consecutive days on the upside. It's currently down a tiny bit. February contract trading at 744, down 0.018. And that's pretty much it. So I'll just say, have an excellent evening.